Living in the present. How often do you find yourself thinking about some event that might happen in the future, which causes you to feel anxious and uncomfortable? Doesn't that kind of fretting keep you from enjoying what's available to you in the present? Sure, we've got to make plans for our financial and healthcare needs and things like that. But once the plans are in place, it's important to be mindful of how you torture yourself out of the present and the beauty it brings. I find myself thinking about how I'll be as a very old woman, and some of what I envision worries me. I wonder how I'll manage if I'm infirm or unable to walk or see well. In those moments, I work at bringing myself back to the present, which is all we're assured of anyway. I keep reminding myself that every moment stands alone, a presence in its own right, a singular visitation which doesn't include the future. Of course we're getting older, and we're evolving every day, but we need something else to think about besides long-term care insurance and worrying about what our kids are doing when we're home by ourselves. The challenge is to find even 10 minutes when the world stops for a moment, when there's nothing else. How can we bring that presence, that stillness, into our lives, making that time sacred? Now, take a moment, right now. Are you sitting in a chair or in your car or flying in a plane? What do you see around you? Pay close attention to the small, the beautiful, the meaningful. Try living in the present for today, for 10 minutes, for an hour. Ask yourself, what have you been overlooking in the present because you've been too worried about the future?